yourself first.
We might sit, of course.
Oh, I'm the lady. I should think you let me talk first.
All right, go ahead. However, my story is a perfect shining case. Glory has been shed on the name of Brooks. I've acquired a star for my crown. In military parlance, I have been mentioned in defense.
What's that?
Well, when a soldier performs some feat of valor in battle, the superior officer mentions him in dispatch. That means that the soldier is brought to the attention of the general and is subsequently decorated. Ulrich Gutz has been mentioned in dispatch. This afternoon, the boss received a letter from Gus Fuss, the big kitchenware executive of Plant 9 of Dubuque Island. Gus Fuss carries considerable weight in the company. Well, sir, in this letter, Gus Fuss makes no less than 3 references to Victor R. Gutz.
On that? All right, now, hold on to your hat. Here comes my story. Not 20 minutes ago, I was there in the underwear at him. And little Phyllis Ruthie Stenbottom stood right up.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm by no means through with my story. Gus Fuss, in his letter to Mr. Ruby, warned on your unworthy husband. Speaking in such flattering terms, it's my ears thinking. To boil this all down, Sadie, Gus Fuss takes Victor R. Gutz's
grand and such an important man and all.
I think so.
Now, here's my little excitement.
You're not interested in the details of that question?
Oh, sure. But I got an enormous big thrill and trash to tell, too. And you said I could talk first.
Go ahead.
Well, not 20 minutes ago, there I was in underwear in a gambler. And little timid Ruthie Stemmer stood right up to lobby down his apparat and told her what was got.
Yes.
I couldn't believe my eyes and my ears either. All I could do to keep my ears from throwing my shoes over to people's bank buildings. He was apparatus and stayed with Ruthie for years and years. Ruthie knelt down to a simmering gravy when the apparatus around. But today was the straw that broke the camel. Ruthie reared right back up on her hind feet. I was so astonished. You're not listening to me. You never heard a word I said.
What?
You're laughing at your own excitement. You're not laughing at what I'm saying.
Mr. Ruby says, hey, Brooks, did you send Gus Fuss a basket of roses to rescue his sister from drowning, or what? According to this letter, you're an apple of his eye.
I've been wasting a word.
You see, what happened? The boss called me in his office and said, Brooks, I have here a communication.
Oh, we both got stuff to tell. Let's tell us. Let's listen to each other. Don't have to act like little children. Spend the time.
Go ahead,
please. Sure. Ruthie came walking along with this apparat. We all spoke. And this apparat did what she generally does. Mispronounced Ruthie's name. Afternoon, Miss Stenbopper, she said.
Hey, you get a kick out of here.
Huh?
Here's Rushcombe. You get a kick out of hearing about his father being put on a pedestal by none other than Gus Fuss, the big shot executive.
Well, the biggest thing in the world is to play. I'm blessed it is a horse. Oh, my hand trembles.
You got something to tell, too, huh?
Look, my hand trembles.
By George, I lit him. I expect you remember Gus Fuss. The gentleman that's
not never telephoned, did you?
No. Now, look here, everybody. I'll be
with you. Telephone. You'll probably telephone in the next 5 minutes.
Why?
The wonderful thing has happened at last.
Thanks.
Nice has got that first one upside his nose.
You didn't do it.
Of course I didn't do it. If I give you 9 million guesses, you'd never guess who did it. Sit down, everybody. Isn't this quite a story?
Well, I think that story.
Yes, and I was halfway through mine. Considered a rather cool
person. Well, in a case like this, there's an unwritten law amongst the students of always give whoever's paper you're correcting a passing mark. If you have a girl's paper, it's considered the gentlemanly thing to do to give her a good mark. No matter how rotten an examination she wrote.
Nice to give Mildred a punk grade?
He gave her a terrible grade. 56.
So she caught him outside and pasted him one upside snooze.
Exactly.
Excellent. That concludes your stuff.
It does not. There's millions of details.
I think we must look upon your story as concluded. Now, Sadie, yours.
I'm to tell what I got to tell in 5 or 6 measly words, and then it's your turn.
Didn't we agree to recite in turn?
Well, I'm not going to be shortchanged in any such a crazy way.
Very well. I will briefly relate my exciting narrative.
I bet it'll be brief.
No, just one more short description, and then I'll learn how to do it. Mildred caught up with Nitro at the drinking fountain at the second floor. Nitro was enjoying a drink of water. Mildred calmly waited for him to finish. Nitro finished and proceeded to wipe off his mouth with his pocket handkerchief. He saw Mildred and remarked with a leer, quite a difficult algebra examination, eh, Mildred? Mildred never said a word. She just swung at him. It was the prettiest face of sight I ever saw.
Where are you going?
I was personally standing
close
by.
Hey,
kitchen, start supper.
You do not wish to hear my story?
No.
I listened to yours.
Yes, didn't you?
Rush, this afternoon, Mr. Rubis received a letter.
Wait a minute, I'm not sure with what I'm telling.
Oh, yes, you are.
No.
Rush, I have a story.
I have a story.
Do you wish to hear my story?
No.
You wish to hear my story?
No.